Well, good evening. My name is Linda Kilbert, and on behalf of Regina Bollinger and the band, I say welcome to this wonderful holiday concert we have tonight. And as Steve mentioned, we just love playing here, so keep asking us back. We opened up with a medley of favorite holiday songs and a medley called Christmas Songs of Praise. But before we continue, we would like to pause for a moment. Today marks the somber anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Over 2,400 U.S. personnel, including 68 civilians, perished that day, and 19 U.S. Navy ships were destroyed or damaged, including 8 battleships. What few people realize is that among the dead were a group of 21 musician soldiers who were gathered on the USS Arizona for a very special reason. These brave soldiers were part of the Navy Band No. 22 and were poised to play the national anthem at 8 a.m. when the aerial attack began. As sirens blared, they dropped their instruments to man their battle stations, giving their lives along with so many others. We play our next song to honor them and the countless other brave soldiers who perished that fateful day. The Navy hymn, also known as Eternal Father, Strong to Save, is found in most hymnals. It received its name because beginning in 1879, the first verse was sung at the conclusion of the Sunday services at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and became an integral part of the Navy tradition. Please welcome Jeff Nelson to the podium to conduct the beautiful and somber Navy hymn. We continue our tribute by playing a special song to honor all those who served our country through military service. The Marches of the Armed Forces is a medley of the official songs of the branches of the military. If you are currently serving or are a veteran of our armed forces, please stand as you are able or wave your hand when the song for your branch is played. We thank you for helping to preserve our freedom. Members of the band who served in the military, please stand. Our next song was written in 1962 by Frenchman Noel Regny and his wife Gloria Shane as a plea for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis. We echo this plea for peace today as we play "Do You Hear What I Hear?" Thank you. I Saw Three Ships is a traditional Christmas carol from England, possibly as early as the 17th century. Because the ships mentioned in the lyrics could not have literally sailed into landlocked Bethlehem, some theorize that the reference is actually to camels used by the Magi, as camels are commonly referred to as ships of the desert. Whatever the meaning, we hope you enjoy this delightful arrangement of I Saw Three Ships. Next is the uplifting pop standard written in 1963 by actor and songwriter Eddie Pola and orchestra leader George Weill, who was best known for composing the Gilligan's Island theme. This seasonal favorite, which conjures up images of the happiest season of all, was made popular by singer Andy Williams. Let your heart be warmed as we play It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Our next song is an endearing Christmas standard written by Vince Guaraldi and Lee Mendelson for the 1965 television special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Here to astound you on vocals and soprano sax is Greg Lucas. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Greg. Next, we have a special song called Hanukkah Festival to commemorate Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights, which began this evening.
Hanukkah.
Next is a perennial favorite by Leroy Anderson, America's preeminent composer of light concert music. Anderson didn't compose it as a Christmas song, but rather as a piece that describes this fun winter event. Still, it regularly ranks as one of the most popular Christmas songs in the world. Sit back and enjoy Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. Next, we are happy to play one of the most beloved holiday songs ever written. It was composed by Irving Berlin in 1940 and made famous by crooner Bing Crosby in the movie Holiday Inn. Here is White Christmas.
Thank you.
Next, we have a very special treat. Mother and daughter Sherry Calhoun and Julie Lang will amaze you with three special songs, and I'll let them tell you what they will be singing.
I'm going to start out first. My name is Julie Lang. I'm a horn player. I'm going to do Christmas in Dixie. My mom's from Alabama and my dad was from Alabama, so we spent a lot of time down south. So this kind of means a little something to us. So anyway, hope you enjoy it. It was written by Alabama? The group, not the state. a very dramatic opening. It's a country song. Sorry. By now in New York City, snow is on the ground, and out in California, sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in line, and in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. It's Christmas in Dixie, snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago, the kids are out of school, and there's magic down in Motown. The city's on the move, from Jackson, Mississippi, Charlotte, Caroline, and all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. It's Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. It's Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Franklin, Indiana, Merry Christmas tonight.
Testing, testing. Karen, is that loud enough? Yep. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I'm so organized, I didn't even turn to the page.
I want to sing Winter Wonderland now. And if you want to sing with me, just join in. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. She sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Once again.
And pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, how are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter.
Thank you, Sherry and Julie. It is awesome. Got us really going there in those songs. Next, we have a treasured holiday song written for the 1944 MGM Christmas movie Meet Me in St. Louis, starring Judy Garland. Sit back and enjoy Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Broadway composers Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine.
Thank you.
Please welcome back Sherry Calhoun to lead us in singing some carols. Hopefully you picked up one of the song sheets as you came in. Thank you, Sherry. In his lifetime, the musical genius George Frideric Handel eloquently composed over 200 masterpieces, the most famous of which is The Messiah, which he wrote in 1741 in just 24 days. While working on this masterpiece, Handel's assistant was concerned when he received no response to his hails. Upon entering the room, the assistant saw tears emerge from Handel's eyes, at which point Handel proclaimed, "I have seen the face of God," and lifted up the composition of the Hallelujah Chorus. We are proud to close our concert this evening with a band arrangement of the magnificent Hallelujah Chorus under the direction of Gary Selig. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a safe ride home and have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Don't forget those cookies right across the hall.